The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel. Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful to be together on our Advent journey, this annual retreat that the Lord gives us to prepare for Him to come at the end of time and to prepare our hearts to commemorate the miraculous birth of our Lord in Bethlehem. The Lord wishes us to understand what the key is to receiving Him, what the key is to our Advent journey, and it is to be childlike. It is to be childlike because the only one who knows the Son is the Father. And the only one who knows the Father is the Son. That means for us to be in relationship with God, we are to be conformed to the life of the Son, to the life of the child. And this is the fulfillment of His justice, for us to receive this free gift of being children of God. Advent is a time for us to grow in the dispositions of being children. We know that the Lord comes to us as a child, totally vulnerable and totally dependent, so that we may receive Him and hold Him. And if we could describe the disposition of heart that we hope to have this Advent and preparing for the Lord, perhaps we could look to St. Joseph. St. Joseph, who is the man entrusted with forming and fashioning the manger for our Lord. We look to him so that our hearts too can be that simple, poor and humble manger where Christ is born.